If you will, please refer to your Wesley Covenant service booklets. We'll begin with prayer. O God, searcher of our hearts, you have formed us as a people and proclaimed us for your own. As we come to acknowledge your sovereignty and grace and to enter anew into covenant with you, reveal your reluctance or falsehood within us. Let your Spirit impress your truth on our inmost being and receive us in mercy for the sake of our mediator, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us give thanks for all of God's mercies. O God, our covenant friend, you have been gracious to us through all the years of our lives. We thank you for your loving care, which has filled our days and brought us to this time and place. We praise your holy name, O God. You have given us life and reason and set us in a world filled with your glory. You have comforted us with family and friends and ministered to us through the hands of our sisters and brothers. You have filled our hearts with a hunger after you and have given us your peace. You have redeemed us and called us to a high calling in Christ Jesus. You have given us a place in the fellowship of your Spirit and the witness of your church. You have been our light in darkness, a rock of strength in adversity and temptation. You have been the very spirit of joy in our joys and the all-sufficient reward in our labors. You remembered us when we forgot you. You followed us when we tried to flee from you. You met us with forgiveness when we returned to you. We give you thanks for all your patience and overflowing grace.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life is redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. Through baptism, we have entered this life and have been admitted into the new covenant of which Jesus Christ is the mediator. He sealed it with his own blood that it might last forever. On the one side, God promises to give us new life in Christ, the source and perfecter of our faith. On the other side, we are pledged to live no more for ourselves, but only for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. From time to time, we renew our covenant with God, especially when we reaffirm the baptismal covenant and gather at the Lord's table. Today, however, we meet, as the generations before us have met, to renew the covenant that binds us to God. Let us make this covenant of God our own. Commit yourselves to Christ as his servants. Give yourselves to him that you may belong to him. Christ has many services to be done. Some are more easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and disgraceful. Some are suitable to our inclinations and our interests. Others are contrary to both. In some, we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what it means to be a servant of Christ. Let us, therefore, go to Christ and pray. Let me be your servant under your command. I will no longer be my own. I will give up myself for your will in all things. Be satisfied that Christ shall give you your place and your work. Lord, make me what you will. I put myself fully into your hands. Put me to doing. Put me to waiting. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and with a willing heart give it all to your pleasure and disposal.
Christ will be the Savior of none but his servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey. Christ will have no servants except by consent. Christ will not accept anything except full consent to all that he requires. Christ will be all in all, or he will be nothing. Confirm this by a holy covenant. To make this covenant a reality in your life, listen to these five admonitions. First, set apart some time, more than once, to spend alone before the Lord in seeking earnestly God's special conditions of the gracious acceptance of you, in carefully thinking through all the conditions of the covenant, in searching your hearts whether you have already freely given your life to Christ. Consider what your sins are. Consider the laws of Christ, how holy, strict, and spiritual they are, and whether you, after having carefully considered them, are willing to choose them all. Be sure you are clear in these matters. See that you do not lie to God. Second, be serious and in a spirit of holy awe and reverence. Third, claim God's covenant. Rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength so you can keep your promise. Trust not your own strength and power. Fourth, resolve to be faithful. You have given to the Lord your hearts, you have opened your mouths to the Lord, and you have dedicated yourself to God. With God's power, never go back. And last, be then prepared to renew your covenant with the Lord. Open your hearts to the Lord as we pray. O righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me as I come before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness in not having done your will. For you have promised mercy to me if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you shall put away all your idols. I hear from the bottom of my heart, renounce them all, covenanting with you that no known sin shall be allowed in my life. Against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch all temptations that will lead me away from you. For my own righteousness is riddled with sin, unable to stand before you. Through Christ, God has offered to be your God again if you will let him. Before all heaven and earth, I hear acknowledge as my Lord and God. I take you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for my portion and vow to give up myself, body and soul, as your servant, to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way and means of coming to God. Jesus, I do here and now myself rise as the only new and living way, and sincerely join myself in a covenant with him. O blessed Jesus, I come to you, hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy. I do here, with all my power, accept you as my Lord and head. I renounce my own worthiness and vow that you are the Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. I do here covenant with you, O Christ, to take my lot with you as it may fall. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death shall part me from you. God has given holy laws as the rule of your life. I do here willingly put my neck under your yoke to carry your burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I therefore take them as the rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising that I will strive to order my whole life according to your direction and not allow myself to neglect anything I know to be my duty. The Almighty God searches and knows your heart. Oh God, you know that I make this covenant with you today without guilt or reservation. If any falsehood should be in it, guide me and help me to set it all right. And now, glory be to you, O God the Father, whom I from this day forward shall look upon as my God and Father. Glory be to you, O God the Son, who have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood, and now is my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God the Holy Spirit, who by your almighty power have turned my heart from sin to God. Almighty God, the Lord omnipotent, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend. And I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. So be it, and let the covenant I have made on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. You are advised to make this covenant not only in your heart, but in word, not only in word, but in writing. Therefore, with all reverence, lay the service before the Lord as your act and deed. As we go from here in a moment, all of you have these Westlake Covenant cards, prayers. Sign it. Then keep it and read it often as a reminder of the holy agreement between God and you, that you may remember it during doubts and temptations. And right now, as you know, doing that resolution for how long? 3 days? 4 days? As a covenant, God is involved. God is guiding us and giving us that strength that we need to be able to fulfill that covenant. So what we want in this moment is that you remember that God is already involved with you in this covenant. And the way we want to do that is that when you feel free and when you feel called, come to the front, and we're going to have several of the pastors here, and we're going to anoint you with oil. As we have said before, the oil itself doesn't have any magic, but the anointing is a symbol that you receive and you accept as a way to say, God, here I am, willing to be in covenant with you. But you know what's beautiful about this covenant is we don't do it alone. We do it in this group, and this is the family in Christ that we have. And we invite you that after you have received this anointing, go to one of the two different boards that we have and sign the covenant prayer that we have in there where the crosses are. It doesn't matter if you are from this church, if you're visiting, you are part of the church with capital C. You belong here and you belong to this covenant. So know that while you are doing this, God is walking with you in this promise. But you are also in a church that is going to help you to be strong and keep you accountable to grow. So let's come together to the Lord.